Say, seen a report on that lie detector test?
Yeah.
Thought you had. Well, we check a pretty clean bill of health, didn't it?
Yeah.
Sure you don't want some of the sandwich?
No, thanks. I don't know. My stomach's a little jittery. I don't know. I guess it's something I ate.
Sure, something you wrote.
Now look, Kelly. Just don't think that I've
all
got...
All right, slow down, Mac. Why don't you let go and tell yourself the truth? You want him to be innocent. You want him to be free. Admit it.
Maybe you're right. Maybe I do want him to be free, but that doesn't make me believe he's innocent.
If you want to believe, that's a pretty good start. And remember, fella, I'll be in there swinging with you all the way.
Thanks, Kelly. Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
Kelly.
Yeah?
You wouldn't have some of that sandwich left, would you? They say that a convert always prays the loudest, and as soon as I'd switched over to Frank Wiecek's side, I guess you could have heard me all over town. It wasn't just the story anymore. It was digging for a man's life. And I started with the bailiff, the one Frank had told me about.
Aye, it's the truth, Mr. McNeil. Judge Moulton did promise the lad a new trial. Me hand to the saints. I was there and heard him.
You remember the details, Mr. Sullivan?
Mr. McNeil, I'll have you understand, I'm the fellow that reminds the elephants.
Oh, excuse me.
You see, the way it happened has come out in the trial. This Officer Bundy was having a snort in a little speakeasy run by this woman,
Wanda Skutnik.
The very same. And whilst he was warming himself with being a cold day, these two yeggs come in and let him have it. But now there was another fellow sitting there having a drink.
I know. Truck driver, name of Gruska.
Correct. And when the trial was done, the judge, God rest his soul, had them all brought into his chambers. That's when this Gruska fella speaks up and tells the judge that Wiecek wasn't one of the killers.
Well, what did Wanda Skutnik say?
Well, she stands pat. She claims she saw the shooting from start to finish. But then this Gruska fella gets mad and he says she never saw any part of it. That when the fireworks started, she ducked into a closet.
Well, why didn't he say that on the witness stand?
Well, no, I guess he never had a chance. All they let him say was yes and no.
Well, the next man on my list was a little harder to find, but 4 days later I dug him out in a greasy little restaurant washing dishes. Not exactly happy to see me, either.
Yes, my name is Underwood. I was Wiecek's lawyer. I didn't care what happened to him then, and I don't care now.
Now, look.
Why should I? I'm a disbarred shyster. I'm a drunk, a fool, and a crook. My testimony is no good. My words are no good. My life's no good. I'm no good to anybody.
Anybody but Frank Wiecek.
You mean you want the advice of a dishwasher?
Yeah. My wife washes dishes every night.
Well, all right, I'll tell you something. There's only one thing convicted Wiecek. And that was the testimony of Fender Skutnik.
Yeah, but that's not new.
She said that after the murder, she didn't see Wiecek again until she identified him in the police lineup. But the day before that, she was in a squad car with him.
She was with him the day before she identified
him? Yes. When they were riding Wiecek around the horn from station to station so I couldn't find him. He and Fender Skutnik sat side by side.
Well, why didn't you use that information at the trial?
I couldn't prove it.
Well, I'm going to find that Skutnik dame. I'll prove it, all right.
I'll give you some advice, McNeil. And good advice. Not shyster talk. You discredit her. You prove she's a liar. Otherwise, you're wasting your time.
Now, all I had to do was to find Fender Skutnik. Except that she didn't want to be found, and Chicago's a pretty fair-sized village. But I wasn't exactly wasting my time. Checking the police files, I found that Frank had been arrested on December the 22nd, but he hadn't been booked until the 23rd. The police had held him for 24 hours. He could have been with that Skutnik dame, I said to myself, if I could only prove it. And then suddenly I got a big idea, and I raced for the nearest telephone.
City desk, Kelly.
Listen, Kelly, about the Wiecek yarn. Now, I know it wasn't important back in 1932, but maybe somebody took some pictures.
Sure, you want to get one autographed?
Now, don't clown. Come on, on. I'm in a hurry. Now, check your file and have somebody check the other papers,
well,
too.
Mac, you've read every word that was printed on the case. You've seen every picture.
Look, Kelly. Now, a photographer shoots maybe 10 pictures and only prints one. I want to see the other 9.
Kelly!
Hello, Mac. What do you got?
What have I got? I just got a pardon for Frank Wiechek, that's all. Here, take a look at this picture, will you?
Shot of Wiechek getting out of a squad car.
And Fenda Skutnik right beside him. That proves that she was lying, doesn't it? That'll invalidate everything she said.
How do you figure?
Well, she testified she didn't see Wiechek between the time of the murder and the time she identified him on December the 23rd. But Frank claims she saw him on the 22nd when the cops were taking him from station to station, you see?
And you think that's when this picture was snapped, huh?
Well, obviously it was.
Now, look, Mac. When you come up before the pardon board, you can't just say, obviously. You've got to have proof. And this picture could have been taken after she identified
him. Well, but it wasn't,
Kelly. Think it wasn't, and I think it wasn't. But the board will just sit there and ask for facts. You know, that could be pretty rough on Wiechek. If they review his case now and turn him down, well, it might hurt his chances for parole.
Well, I wouldn't want to hurt Frank, but...
I know you wouldn't. I know it. You've done a great job, Mac. Nobody could have done any better.
Yeah, sure. The operation was successful, but the patient died.
Well, personally, I'd go along with you, but the front office is getting a little worried. These cracks we've taken at the police department and the state's attorney and... Well...
Okay, what do we do?
Write a finished story. Get the paper off the hook.
All right.
And then you'd better go out and see Wiechek's mother.
No, I can't do that, Kelly. Look, I can't do that.
You wanted to read it in the paper? Do you, Mac?
No. No, I... All right, I'll go.
Well, that was the toughest assignment I'd ever had. To have to tell Frank's mother we were pulling out. To have to tell her she was on her own again. On the way back to the paper in the cab, I just kept staring at that picture of Frank and then the Skutnik, and just staring at it, looking for something. You know, like when you get a letter and it's got bad news on it and you keep reading it over and over again, hoping you've read it wrong. And I guess I didn't even hear the cab driver at first.
Yeah, see me afternoon paper, bud? I said, have you seen the afternoon paper?
Paper? No.
Yeah, the cops pulled a nifty one, all right. Proved some guy was a forger. First time they used that new machine.
Machine? What was it?
Yeah, a machine that enlarges things 1,000 times. They can take a piece of writing or a picture or anything and...
A thousand times?
Yeah, 1,000 times. Brings it out clear as a bell.
Hey, do you know where the police lab is?
Police lab? Sure, it's down a few blocks from...
Okay, all right, well, don't talk, just drive. No, wait a minute. I'll pull up the drugstore there, will you? I want to make a phone call first.
I dropped everything, Mac. Rushed right down. What's it all about?
We've still got a chance. Kelly, if you know how to pray, if we get a break...
Pray for what? Slow down. Give me an angle, will you?
They got a new process. It just perfected. Enlarges pictures that you're now.
And the one of Frank Wiechek and Fender Skutnik?
Yeah, but they're not working on them. Over to one side, there was this kid in the picture, a newsboy with some papers under his arm. Now, that's the part they're working on, Kelly. Kelly, if I'm right, if they can bring this thing
almost out... Almost ready, Mac. Want to come in?
Yeah, we'll try and stop it.
Don't light any matches or anything. Have to develop these prints in the dark. Got it, Joe?
Yeah, it's just going into suit now.
Kelly, remember what I said about praying?
I still don't know what you're looking for.
The date. The date on the newspapers under the newsboy's arm.
You bring that out?
It's coming up now.
Watch it, Kelly. Watch it. Watch that date. There it is. It's coming through, I think. December. What is that? December 20 something.
December 22nd, 1932.
Well, as that cab driver said, it was just clear as a bell. Clear enough for even the pardon board. I guess I should be pretty happy, but there was just one thing. There were two men convicted for the murder of Officer Bundy. Two men convicted on the same evidence.
One of them, Frank Wiechek, he's been pardoned now. The other one's still in jail. You know, I'm sort of wondering about that. Mm-hmm. Looks like I'll have to go to work again.